Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. A Philadelphia police officer has been put on administrative leave as the death of a man in police custody is being investigated. KYW's John McDevitt says police tried to restrain a 28-year-old man on Wednesday.
He was allegedly screaming, hitting cars and the ground with his body. Officials say the officers were informed that the man was given an overdose-reversing drug before they got there. According to authorities, police officers were attempting to handcuff the man when one of the cops allegedly hit the man with a closed fist in the face and head. The man was ultimately restrained. Officials say the man died inside an ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says a complete and objective investigation will be conducted. Closing arguments are expected today in the sex assault trial of a former Temple University fraternity president. As KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, his defense attorneys want to put more witnesses on the stand to try to refute the accuser's claims.
Defense attorneys for Ari Goldstein want to call one of the 23-year-old's former frat brothers, who they say would testify he was in the room next to the defendant's bedroom when one of the accusers said she screamed during the alleged assault. He says he heard nothing on the night in question. The judge has not allowed that testimony, and prosecutors say they just found out about the witness. One accuser testified Goldstein held her down and put his fingers in her throat and then left her bruised. The other said he grabbed and bit her while pinning her on his couch.
If convicted, the defendant could face up to 2 decades in prison. A Burlington County jury has convicted a 31-year-old woman of the death of her wife almost 3 years ago. The panel spent 3 days in deliberations before finding Laura Bluestein guilty of aggravated manslaughter and tampering with evidence in the killing of 29-year-old Felicia Dormans in the couple's Mount Holly home. Bluestein was found not guilty of first-degree murder and a weapons violation. Prosecutors had argued the shooting was on purpose, the aftermath of domestic violence. Bluestein maintains the gun went off by accident. Sentencing before Judge Terrence Cook is scheduled April 23rd. A $2.4 million federal grant that pays for over 24 firefighting positions in Camden is set to expire in June. City officials are working on contingency plans that include cutting about a dozen jobs, plans that require state approval. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
6 of those jobs would come from vacant firefighter slots on the current 196-person staffing chart. The rest would be management consolidations, and overtime budgets would be slashed. Unions are being consulted, and they're offering options that aren't getting far. Mayor Frank Moran has submitted his consolidation plan to the Department of Community Affairs. They have 30 days to approve it.
Physically, there are only 6 positions that are being affected that currently have a body in it.
The union wants Governor Murphy to step in, but Moran says the state is already a major contributor of a lot of money to Camden as a whole, but discussions will continue with all parties involved. PennDOT's ramping up its campaign to remind people that October 1st is the deadline to comply with the federal government's Real ID program. KYW's Paul Kurtz has the update.
PennDOT has hired extra staff and opened new locations to help streamline the application process. And the effort appears to be helping, according to spokesman Diego Sandino.
We have about 26% of customers have opted into Real ID.
Sandino says they're projecting about 1.3 million people to have Real ID by the time the enforcement deadline arrives in the fall.
If you plan to get a Real ID, remember to bring all the documents you need. You'll need 1 proof of identity, like a birth certificate or passport, a Social Security card, and 2 proofs of address. Well, the passenger train service from Jim Thorpe in upstate Pennsylvania through the scenic Lehigh Gorge returns this weekend after a resolution of an amusement tax dispute with town officials. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
Derailed last November by a dispute over Jim Thorpe's demand for payment of some $100,000 in amusement taxes, the passenger trains will return Saturday for the town's Winterfest events after parties resolve the issue. Chris Barrett, president and chief executive officer of the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau, is relieved the trains have returned.
It has an effect of bringing about $42 million into our community every year. So it's a substantial economic asset for our region.
Barrett says the trains provide tens of millions of dollars in economic benefit to the town and the region as a whole. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.